You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 11th of May, 2022. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. And I'm Joe Vicnicki, joined online today by meteorologist Brian Besnick. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
Well, let's recap the weather we've just been through. Some pretty good rain we got in this area in the last few days, it felt like.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. On the 10th, you reported a little over 4/10 of an inch of rain through there, but you'd had some nice dry days before that. The monthly total right now for the month of May is 1.5 inches. But the normal for this time frame for this far into the month should be a little over 2 inches, almost 2 1/4. So you're a little bit below normal for the month. Normal monthly May precipitation will be about 5.86 inches. So that's not going too bad. So we're a little on the dry side right now, but I think after how winter treated us, we're not going to be objecting too much.
What's the weather pattern that we're in right now? Is it just some lows are spinning some showers in through the region?
Oh, yeah. We've had a significant low sitting in the Gulf for most of the week. But before that, we had the high pressure ridge. The low came in. We brought the front in on Monday, which brought in the rain and the continuing showers through parts of Tuesday anyway. But we're going to have some lingering showers for Thursday and maybe Friday, but they're should be fairly decent days, not too bad. But the weekend is looking dry. But once you roll around again to next week, we're starting to bring in some light precipitation again as we end up changing the pattern once more.
Okay. And are you able to look out even beyond that later next week? It's Petersburg's Little Norway Festival. I know that's a ways out, but the second part of next week, can you see that far out in your crystal ball yet?
Looking ahead into next week, the Climate Prediction Center for the 8 to 14 day, which would be valid from the 18th to the 24th, temperatures staying probably slightly below normal, but there's above normal chances of having precipitation during that time frame. So still probably cool, maybe a little bit wet.
Okay.
I'm not seeing any significant storms at the moment, but that is something that we'll keep an eye on for you.
One thing the Weather Service posted about this past week was snowpack in the region, which it continues to look like it's above normal for what we normally see at this time of year.
Right. You know, this year we're slightly above normal in the Petersburg area for snowpack. The last couple of years it was sort of below. So there is a little bit of extra snow, you know, in the pack. So that will help with the reservoirs a little bit and the stream flow as that slowly goes away.
And I can hear it melting off as these temperatures warm up and those streams start to let loose and the waterfalls are happening.
Right. You know, we're looking for highs probably in the low to mid 50s for the next few days. Lows probably in the upper 30s to low 40s also through the weekend. If you're curious at what the extremes are during this time frame, it looks like the record lows are in the mid to upper 20s. So we're approaching the record low aspect of it, but the record highs are in the mid 70s. I don't think we're going to get anywhere near that, but we're still going to have probably be watching for the clear temperatures, you know, temperatures dropping into the mid 30s. So if there are any outdoor plants, it's not something that be out of the realm that frost couldn't form one night.
Okay. Anything else to know for this week?
It's looking like once we get rid of the showers today or tonight, there might be a little bit of stuff trying to creep in from British Columbia for Friday. But overall, it looks like a nice dry weekend.
Okay. Thanks for the time, Brian.
All right. Thank you.